From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump continues to meet with potential cabinet appointees at the Trump Tower in New York City. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia said that Trump is putting together what he called a dream team. Perdue defended Trump's decision to tap former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary.
I don't think Elaine Chao is a billionaire. I don't think Ryan Priebus is a billionaire. I mean, certainly you've got big business in there, but we're trying to get the free enterprise system going again. Why not pick a few people from the free enterprise system?
Trump met with former CIA Director and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, who said he congratulated the president-elect on picking former Marine Corps General James Mattis as his Secretary of Defense. Trump announced Mattis's choice at a rally in Ohio on Thursday night. Meanwhile, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has asked his state's Supreme Court to stop a vote recount because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Schuette says that the Green Party, whose presidential candidate was Jill Stein, could not justifiably seek a recount because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes could have caused her to lose the election. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote in Michigan. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit late Thursday, which contends the recount there threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. And in Pennsylvania, Trump's lawyers have filed a complaint to stop the recount there. They say there's no evidence or allegations of vote tampering in the state, which Trump won by just over 67,000 votes. This is VOA News.